Despite the White House's efforts to block his testimony, a federal judge ordered former White House counsel Don McGahn to comply with a subpoena to answer questions before Congress, Sagar Magani reports.
A federal judge says former White House counsel Don McGahn must comply with a subpoena to appear before Congress. It's a setback to President Trump's efforts to keep top aides from testifying before lawmakers. The judge writes presidents are not kings and do not have the power to excuse aides from complying with a valid congressional subpoena. His lawyer says McGahn will comply unless a court stays the ruling, which the White House says it will appeal. It's argued in the past McGahn and other top officials have absolute immunity from testifying. The judge says no such immunity exists. Sagar Magani at the White House.
McGahn was a star witness in special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam says she respects the results of local elections in which pro-democracy forces scored a sweeping victory and said she would reflect on them seriously. But she also says it's time for the protests to end.
After these 5 or 6 months, Hong Kong people have realized very clearly that Hong Kong could no longer tolerate this chaotic situation. Everybody wants to go back to their normal life.
The vote will not significantly change the balance of power in Hong Kong's quasi-democratic political system. District council members have no power to pass legislation. A new leak of classified Chinese government documents has revealed how authorities are using a massive data collection program to target and detain an estimated 1 million ethnic minority Muslims. The trove of documents, which was obtained and published by the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists, revealed blueprints for surveillance of the Uyghurs. This is VOA News. Top Chinese and U.S. trade negotiators speak by phone, AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
There are signs that China and the United States may be prepared to move forward with negotiations to end their trade dispute. The Chinese Commerce Ministry says Vice Premier Liu He and other senior officials spoke by phone Tuesday, Beijing time, with U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and agreed to maintain communication. On Monday, Wall Street set new record highs after Beijing announced new guidelines for protection of patents and copyrights. Theft of intellectual property has been a key issue in the trade war between China and the U.S. Mike Gracia, Washington.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. A clash between President Trump and top military leaders has ended with the Navy Secretary being fired. AP's Rita Foley reports.
In the high-profile case of Chief Petty Officer Edward Gallagher.
They wanted to take his pin away, and I said, no, you're not going to take it away. He was a great fighter.
President Trump had Gallagher's rank reinstated to preserve his pension, and according to Defense Secretary Mark Esper, ordered that a disciplinary review be stopped.
Somebody has their back, and it's called the President of the U.S., okay?
The intervention, though, raises questions about America's commitment to international standards for battlefield ethics. The Pentagon says the president has a constitutional right to intervene, but one retired Navy admiral says he's concerned this will have a chilling effect on Special Forces' willingness to report illegal behavior. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Israel's Attorney General Avichai Mandelbaum says Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu can stay on as head of government even after he was indicted last week for alleged corruption. Although cabinet ministers are required to step down after an indictment, the laws about a prime minister are not explicit. Now, the Attorney General Mandelbaum says Benjamin Netanyahu can stay in office unless he's convicted and all his appeals are exhausted. Benjamin Netanyahu is facing pressure from the opposition to resign after Mandelbaum announced his indictment last week. A strong earthquake struck the area of Albania's capital early Tuesday, killing at least 6 people and injuring hundreds. The U.S. Geological Survey said the quake was a magnitude 6.4 with an epicenter 30 kilometers northwest of the capital of Tirana. Rescue crews worked to find and free people from damaged and destroyed buildings. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
This This is Border.